Renee, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for holding. You're on with Victoria Bullis.
Well, I had a question. I had suffered kind of a lot of loss throughout my life. And kind of recently, in the past maybe 8 months, I keep having dreams about family members that have passed. And I'm wondering if, are they like trying to communicate something, or am I missing something, or is it just that I miss them and I'm having the dream?
Okay, it's the first two of the three. They're trying to communicate something, and you're missing something. So let's see, I can talk to one or two people. Okay. We could always have you call in a couple months or something and do it again. So who are the first two people that come to your mind right now? That's going to be your intuition about who wants to talk to you most.
My grandpa and my grandma.
I'm seeing grandpa and an aunt or a great aunt.
No, it's my aunt.
You know, okay, what was her name?
Wally.
All right, so when did she die? Then we'll talk to grandpa too. Okay, so she's saying that she's been wanting to find somebody to be able to say this through, that her death was not a mistake.
Interesting.
Has anyone ever thought something bizarre happened to her in the family?
It was a kind of a freak car accident.
And the person that had made sure it happened is still wandering around. Now, you're not supposed to do anything with this. Mm-hmm. Don't tell anybody. So she wants to make sure that you're safe. Somebody in the family was doing something that was not a good thing to do. And there is a little bit of danger around a couple of family members, including you. Now, have you thought, this is from Grandpa now, he's been trying to get you to move. Have you had any thoughts of moving?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to move. That's from Grandpa.
Victoria. Victoria, will you stop? Every time someone calls, you tell them to move. I need listeners, or I don't have a job.
I'm sorry.
Can you stop sending people away?
I promise I will visualize more and more coming to you.
Okay,
all the time.
Thanks.
And more for everyone you lose.
I don't want to make this about me, Renee, but it's about me. No.
It's always about him. All right, so this is big time stuff, Renee. Mm-hmm. All right, so where have you been thinking of moving? And then I'm going to have to go.
It's still somewhere local, but just...
I'm getting closer to Sacramento.
No, that's where I'm from.
Well, that's where you're meant to go. I'm getting Davis, which is close to Sacramento, the college town.
Can we compromise and do Healdsburg?
That would be like a third or fourth choice. That would be good. A little bit. Try to make Danny feel better.
Thank you. Phew.
Drive around Davis, Grandpa, and ask Grandpa to help you to know if that's true for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Renee, thank you so much for calling. Good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you.